New Orleans plans to reopen public schools next month. But with the recent surge in coronavirus cases, some teachers are worried that current guidelines aren't enough to keep students safe. Education reporter Aubrey Yuhas has more.
Kelly Gann teaches third grade at Morris Jeff Community School, a New Orleans charter school in the Treme neighborhood. She says she hoped to be back in the classroom this fall, but now she thinks it's too risky.
I don't want to put my students' or their families' lives in danger, even if, as a teacher, I know that it'll be good for them to be in the classroom. As a person, I don't want to endanger them, and I don't want to endanger my coworkers.
With Louisiana currently in Phase 2, NOLA Public Schools plans to have students in pre-K through 4th grade back in the building full-time. Older students will split their time between online and in-person learning. Parents are not required to send their children to school, and teachers are expected to provide both in-person and online instruction. While the state and the district have outlined extensive safety standards, Gann says she's worried they won't be enough to keep students safe.
Things may look great on paper, but a lot of times I'll see guidelines, for example, and think, okay, that sounds great, but how am I going to actually implement that?
Dave Cash has his own concerns. He's the executive vice president of the local teachers union, United Teachers of New Orleans, and teaches technology at Rooted School. His students are in high school. That means when they're in the building, they'll likely switch classes several times. That exposes them to far more people than, say, a middle or elementary school student who stays in the same classroom all day. Guidelines say that high schoolers need to stay at least 6 feet away from one another, and that their classrooms should be cleaned between each period.
Where are the kids supposed to go while the rooms are being cleaned? And then also, who's doing the cleaning of the rooms, right? Like, is there an army of custodians that just come in every, hour and do that? I mean, that just seems like not practical.
Cash and Gann are hardly the only teachers worried about reopening New Orleans public schools. Last week, more than 300 people, half of them teachers, gathered for a virtual town hall hosted by the United Teachers of New Orleans. More than 70% of attendees said they don't think their school is prepared to safely reopen. Reporters agreed not to record the meeting, but here's the gist of what was said. For starters, nearly everyone, parents, teachers, students, other community members, criticized NOLA Public Schools' plans for the fall as not well thought out. They also said they felt shut out of the planning process. Some said the energy spent creating reopening guidelines should have instead been used to improve remote learning, to ensure that if children are learning at home, they have access to internet-enabled devices, and that children who are English language learners or have learning disabilities receive extra support. Cash, with the teachers union, says the main problem with the district's reopening task force is that it lacked diversity and left out essential voices.
You should have social workers, nurses, coaches, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, custodians. All these people have really significant and very different experiences in schools and really significant roles to play, especially if we think about, what's coming ahead.
NOLA Public Schools says they included these perspectives by creating advisory groups and by conducting a community survey. But Cash says there's a big difference between having an opportunity to voice your concerns and being included in the actual decision-making process. State education officials are scheduled to hold a special meeting this week to determine minimum health rules for the reopening of public schools. Once they're in place, districts will be responsible for holding schools accountable, something that may prove to be especially difficult in an all-charter district where schools are used to having a lot of autonomy. Despite the recent surge in cases, many officials, including the President of the United States, have continued to push for schools to reopen. They say the benefits of in-person learning far outweigh the limited risk the virus poses to children. Here's Louisiana's Republican Senator Bill Cassidy in an interview with WWNO last week.
There's just a lot of evidence that they're not spreading the infection that much. So if we are science-based, then I think we can draw a lot of comfort as we attempt to safely reopen.
But the science behind reopening schools is anything but settled, and medical professionals worry that the decision-making process has become politicized. While Gann hopes that schools don't rush to reopen, she knows that when they do, teachers will be in the best position to figure out how to make things work.
One of the things that teachers are really great at is problem solving. If you put teachers in charge of lots of different situations, we could figure out a way.
She says officials just have to be willing to listen. In New Orleans, I'm Aubrey Yuhas.